What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
Boy, Big E.
Me, Mike.
What's up, boys, man? Such a great weekend. Finally, great weekend for me. Titans win, Tex win, and 4-0 on the picks. Finally, finally, finally.
What a weekend for y'all both, man. What a huge weekend for y'all both.
Fired them up, baby. Come on. Fired them up.
Yep, somebody's O has got to go.
Somebody's O has got to go.
Somebody's O had got to go.
And it was the same story for both of y'all, man. How does it feel? Miss me?
Yeah.
First win? First win.
Hey, it was a crazy, crazy win, man. A lot of people say it was, I mean, we should have lost, don't get me wrong, but I'll take it.
What a way.
I will take it.
Hey, Biggie,
Yeah.
best team in the league, supposedly, right?
Hey.
Cry Eagles cry.
Cry Eagles cry, man. The fuck is it? What the fuck is it?
Man, tough
That
ass
was big
game. That was a
game,
tough
man.
ass game.
Comeback
Man,
wins for
bro.
both the boys. Picks were
Hey,
hot.
it felt sweet. Ooh, it felt Philly sweet. It felt Philly sweet. It felt. I went and had a Philly cheesesteak after that win.
After the cheese steak.
Come on now, baby. I went and
Thank
watched the whole Rocky series after that win, man.
you. Underdog for real.
For real.
Underdog, baby. Come on.
Mike coming off a bye week, man. Coming off a bye is cool to relax a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Early, early, early.
Oh man, first week that people having buys, of course we do, but be a blessing and a curse, man. Felt like a long week, no pack of football, man, but ready to get back to it. Get back on that Super Bowl run,
Yeah.
man.
Maybe
All right. Talk with smack, man. Talk that talk later with a smack. Packers
Oh,
play
that smack.
finally.
It's really gonna smack this weekend.
It really is.
Really gonna smack this weekend. I'm excited. But at least we had tech to watch over the weekend. Houston, man. Boys, I guess Mike, let me ask you. Offense didn't look too good, brutal field goals, but the defense, I mean, the defense is probably best in the country, if I'm being honest.
Hey, that's all can win two championships is what I've heard. That's just the rumor going around college football. But yeah, bro, defense looks amazing, man. I think that we've held what each team we've played to less than 14, less than what, two touchdowns? That's crazy, bro. That's insane. That's insane. And for that, just for us to win on field goals, bro, that says something about this damn team, bro. That says something, bro. We're really nice, man. Top 10?
Top 10, 9.
Feels good.
Top 10, baby. Man, this
Feels
Tech
good.
team is looking insanely good. I mean, defensively on the ball, we're just as good as we are on the offense. Might even be better on the defense. That boy Rodriguez, man, playing like a first round draft pick right now.
Oh, for sure.
Dude is cold, man. Athletic, and he's just out there making plays, flying around all over the field, getting all these tackles. Like, there's just another energy
Forcing
on this.
fumbles.
Yeah, another energy on this team. Like, they just want to keep proving everybody wrong week in and week out, week in and week out. And I'm telling you right now, man, if Tech keeps at this pace, they better be ready. They better buckle up.
Yeah. If the offense can turn those field goals into touchdown, who knows what the score is? Honestly, I think we put up 50. That's because we put up
It
55.
should be 50, miss me. It
Yeah, we
should have been in
should
the
have put up
50s.
50. So, I
Should have
mean,
been in the 50s. And man, we've got to. And it falls on Barron, yes, but man, we've got to help him out. He's hitting you in the hands. Catch the ball.
yeah, that
Catch
was a
the ball. I
tough
mean, there
catch.
is so many drops that could have moved the chains or even scored touchdowns. And we're dropping the ball. We're running the ball great. Cam Dickey out there
Yeah,
balling.
he's.
Like that 1-2 punch is starting to really pick up. We're running the ball great, but we've got to figure out how to complete passes in the red zone. Like,
Yeah. I mean, at least we know we can win like this. That's a good thing. I don't know if it'll, necessarily work when it comes to, Big 12 championship and college football playoff. But I mean, hey, we can prove we can do it. Our defense can take care of the offensive side of the ball, offensive scoring. So I think that's good for us, honestly.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
Sure.
Texas Tech football. I mean, we should all be excited.
Homecoming weekend, baby. I'm really
Oh, what
excited.
a
Night
weekend.
game, blackout. Kansas coming to town, man. Super excited. Super,
Blackout
super
means we
excited.
black out,
You
right?
already know. I'm starting on Friday.
Come on,
Yep.
baby.
Starting on Friday. Bonfire, Urbanowski Park, got Flatland Calvary out there performing, and moving to Sunday or Saturday. Sorry, I'm already ready for Titan football shit.
Yeah, right. And we ain't got you feeling nice, man. We ain't
I'm
got you
feeling
feeling.
nice. I'm feeling nice.
Now it's gonna be a crazy weekend. Gonna be a fun ass weekend for if y'all are going to the game. That's gonna be a fucking time. Best drone. They got the drone show.
Drone
That's
show.
gonna be crazy. And
Yeah.
what? When's the last time Tech's been ranked this high? Coming to love it. Been a while.
2009.
2008, man. 2008.
2009. Yeah.
Been a while.
08,
Been a
baby. Since
while.
Crabtree and that boy Harrell
Yeah.
connected.
Yep, 14-point spread. I think we covered that pretty easy. I'm not gonna lie to you. Kansas State's a good team, but we're just better. Plain and
Yeah.
simple. Plain and
It's
simple.
rock. It's rock chalk. It's rock chalk.
Rock chalk.
It's rock chalk. So
Yeah.
we're gonna roll their ass up.
Oh
For
yeah, you
sure.
know we covered every spread this year. I don't see nothing.
It's gonna be loud. It's
Oh,
gonna
it's
be
crazy.
loud.
Gonna be crazy.
But for another Texas team, man, UT out of the rankings. Only took 5 weeks for them to go to number one to unranked. I love it.
What
Arch, Arch, what's the deal? What's the deal?
a drop. What a roller coaster, just downhill, not even coming back up. That's just, it's crazy. But Arch, guess he's not him. He's not Himothy. Is he even a Manning? I'm hearing that he's not a Manning. He's not a real Manning, is what I'm hearing.
Man, he's I think the league just painted this picture about him that he was gonna just be phenomenal and didn't need any progression, that he was league ready. And man, they gotta let this kid progress and let him be a college quarterback. He it's tough, but I think he's on the right track. He's
No.
not terrible, but fuck. I mean, the media needs to give the kid a break. I mean, shit. It's his first year, you know?
No, I mean I agree. They painted the picture of him being elite.
Yeah.
Elite. And he's just, I mean, first year SEC schools, it's tough, man. And he doesn't look comfortable in there yet. I mean, maybe next year he will be, because there ain't no way he's going to the draft. Ain't no way.
No, not for
So
this year.
maybe next year that he'll be solid, but this year, sorry, it was
Yeah.
fun. Dude, the season's
Yeah.
over. The season's over.
Season's over. We gave him the
Season's
benefit
over.
of the doubt
Well,
week one.
you gotta win out. You gotta win out. And I've been telling this to all
Even
my
then,
Longhorn friends, is the only way you get back in is if you win out.
said even then,
And
you still might not have a shot of gaining anything.
I don't know, Mike. Look at their schedule. You win out against that schedule, I think you get
I
in.
think 10-2 gets into the.
Look at that schedule. Look how many good wins you'll have on that schedule, bro. It's insane. It's
Honestly,
insane.
they might even lose to OU this weekend. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they gotta win out, but it's the probability of that happening
They're
is
not winning. That's the
fucking not winning out. Yeah, it's
not winning.
tough.
That's
That
what I'm
schedule's so nasty, bro.
saying. They're not
Yeah.
winning. It's done. The season's done. They're just lucky enough to be bowl eligible. That's all they're chasing right now.
Yeah, trying to get bowl eligible for sure.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. Gave him the benefit of the doubt against Ohio State, though. Like, hey, man, tough game. He'll figure it out. Gave him a few chances. They rode those three wins to nobody. But once it came to SEC players in the swamp, man, swamp swallowed them up.
Yeah, they're at Georgia and A&M at home. I think they lose both of those games too. So they might even lose this weekend. So.
But if you end up winning those, I mean, you're right back in it.
I don't even
That's
know.
the thing, brother. They're not going to. That's the thing. They're not going. They're not going. They're not.
How bad do you want them to come
How
back?
bad do you want
I
them? You want
know,
them to come
man.
back
I want to
bad.
see Tech versus Texas, man. I want to see it. I
This dude
want
wants
to see
to.
it.
He wants to hit the we're
Bad.
bad.
Ooh, bad.
So bad. So
It'd be nice, man. It would be nice to see these motherfuckers in the playoffs
bad. And beat them.
at home.
No. We better hope for next year, because then they ain't getting in this year.
I don't even think, honestly, boys, I'm telling you right now, I don't even think Tech's gonna be. I don't even think. I think we get a first round bye. I don't even think we're gonna see them sorry asses.
Well, you win the Big 12, that's yes, no issue.
We
If we
getting
go
back
undefeated and win the Big 12, yes, we are.
undefeated. Yeah, undefeated Big 12 champs. We're getting a first round bye. We're ranked number 4 in the nation. And hey, bring it on. Whoever. I don't know who
Whoever.
it's gonna
Home
be,
game.
home
But
game.
home game.
Home
I don't
game.
know who it's gonna be, but I want the smoke, man. I want the smoke.
I was talking to this dude that has office right next to me. He's an A&M grad. He has season tickets to A&M. And man, he was telling me that they just have so many 107,000 people in that stadium. I was like, bro, I wish we had that here. You know how lit, like, we need to get to that level. I think we need upgrades, more seats in the Jones, because 107,000, I think we could pack. What are we right now, like 60, 70?
That's wild.
I think
That's
we could add a
different.
lot more, and man, it'll just be a game changer, if I'm being
Yeah,
honest.
that's a crazy difference right there. Because
Oh
they
yeah.
the damn cult, man, that's why.
I ain't gonna lie, he did say that. He did say that.
There's a
He said
cult, man.
the old heads don't like the change of the new era, is what he was telling me today.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, man, they're different down there, man. It
Yeah.
is different,
But
man. That's tough, man.
that's off, man, yeah.
That's off, man.
Yeah. But super excited, man. Tech is having a great season. I mean, we're on track of our season prediction.
Bro, it's looking good. Like, you just look like you don't want to look ahead, but you do look ahead. And you're like, bro, there's no way. Who does it? Like, especially with just how we're playing, bro. Like, I don't, this momentum should not be stopped in any way, shape, form. There's no, I don't see nothing that can stop it like that, bro.
I mean,
Like, it's just like pick your poison with Tech. You got this high-powered offense. You stop that, cool. Go score on us. Yeah.
and I feel like,
Because
I feel like if one's bending, hey, the other one's gonna pick it up for us.
the one's bending, the other one's not definitely not gonna break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
and then when we have
Bend,
those
but don't
complete
break.
games, when we have those complete games, you know, like we did in Houston, I mean, you see what that happened. I mean, it's a no sweat victory.
Yeah.
And I think we can have these no sweat victories the rest of the season. I really do.
I think so too. I
We
mean,
can, but
I
really do.
ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
One's gonna make a sweat, right? One's gotta make a sweat, right?
Either it's gonna be next weekend or BYU when they come. So love it.
Ooh, be all you gonna be. That game is gonna be rocking.
Game's gonna be crazy.
That game is gonna be
That
rocking.
is especially if BYU handles business, bro. That's a
Gonna be
what?
some
Top? Would that be a top fit? That'd be top 15 for sure.
game day might be in Lubbock.
I wonder if BYU might.
Yeah, they're 5-0. We're 5-0.
What is BYU right now? 27,
18, I
18.
think 18.
That's game day coming to Lubbock.
See, they got at Arizona, Utah, Arizona, Iowa State, and then us.
Ooh, nah, yeah,
So
for
that's a
real.
tough stretch. That's a
Hey,
tough stretch.
that's a tough stretch. That is a tough stretch.
TCU, Cincinnati.
That's a gauntlet right there. For
Ooh, that's a
Ooh,
Big 12 gauntlet
them
right
boys
there.
got the gauntlet.
That's a gauntlet right now. Hey, if they have no business, game day's coming to Lubbock, though.
Gotta be.
Game day's coming to Lubbock.
They'll be top 15. Will be
What date is that game?
November 8th.
Right after the Caddy tournament. Oh man. In there. In there
I think
rocking.
that'll be the only other game I'll go to besides this weekend. Maybe.
Yeah, right. We're gonna find our way till you see it.
Because I gotta save that money for the Big 12 championship. Gotta go to that. Can
Guys,
lie.
to
Can lie.
save that money for that first round playoff.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. Word. But after we cash Sunday tickets, man, we move on to Sunday. Boys, we finally got our first win against the Arizona Cardinals. Some people are calling it the worst loss in NFL history by the Cardinals. I'm just glad we won. Cam looked good in the fourth quarter, 393 yards in the second half. Finally, Calvin really finally catch the damn ball. Over 100 yards receiving. Tony Pollard finally scored, and man, it just feels good to get a win against a game we really should have lost. I'm excited, and I think we keep it rolling against Sean's Raiders, because I think they're even worse than we are.
Yeah, man. Gino ain't it. Gino ain't
The
it. Yeah.
doo-doo Raiders.
But
Yeah.
guys, welcome to the season, man. We've been waiting.
Yeah.
I think we've been betting on the Titans every week, and then the week we don't, they fucking pull it.
Literally,
Welcome, Nusmi.
literally.
Glad to have you
I'm excited, man. I was about to call it quits, man. Can't lie.
here, bud.
Go ahead and give us some more Pete.
Oh man, who's you trying to get next year? You trying to get a receiver?
Receiver.
Okay.
Receiver. Jeremiah Smith. Wide receiver, you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. But hey, man, y'all's division is looking a little tough right now, ain't it?
Jags and Colts,
Yeah,
Zach
folks, ain't
and
they hot?
Lamar.
They feeling themselves?
Feeling
Yeah.
themselves, man. Feeling themselves.
Jags and Colts done took off, man.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way the Colts are number one seed in the NFL right now.
Indiana Jones.
Ain't no way
Really
they're.
should be 5-0, if I'm being honest with you. They really should be 5-0.
They really should be five
They
and
really
one no
should be
matter
fine.
what, because the Broncos had them beat.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, man.
Yeah,
Fuck.
man. Can I make
We
them
should be
punt?
undefeated. We should be undefeated, boys.
Gonna make them punt one damn time.
No.
I'm gonna be telling anyone talk about it again.
Two punts, Mike. That's all we needed.
Rusty's.
Came in punt twice in
One's
the
going crazy.
flip.
Already.
It's our Biggie bounce back win against the Eagles. Tough
What
ass game. I didn't watch it, man. Let us know how that went down.
a bounce back.
Man, boys, what a win. It was the most exciting game that, I mean, JD, I think JD was hitting me up during the game and I didn't even hit him back. People were, I mean, so many people were hitting me up and I was so locked in on the TV. Like, I was just standing up the whole time watching the game and just, man, it was insane. Like, the comeback was wild, bro. Fourth quarter came. And you just see Bo Nix on the sideline, like hitting all the linemen and looking at Courtland Sutton, telling him, like, come the fuck on, like, let's go get it. And we come out, bang, score. J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins, the revival of J.K. Dobbins is here. I mean, almost leading the league in rushing. He's like fourth.
That's
Dude
the
is.
story of the Broncos, man. Right now, the defense gonna be the defense, but J.K. Dobbins, that's the story.
Man, bro. Dude's a maniac, man. And he's tearing it up right now. Courtland Sutton's really starting to pick it up. He's a top 10 receiver right now in the league. It's just things are starting to click for that offense. You know how we said things were going to go. Evan Ingram getting involved, getting his first touchdown as a Bronco. Things are starting to fall in place how we thought they were at the beginning of the season. This offense is starting to click. Now the defense leading the league in sacks. Nick Bonito alone, seven. Seven sacks right now. The pass rush is insane. Denver's D is the real deal. They're the real deal for real.
I mean, for a while
And
there, everyone was questioning Bo Nix if he was still the guy. So
yeah.
hopefully he turns it around. I think it's still going to be on
I
him.
never
Just
questioned that, but the
there's insiders, ESPN, man. So.
No, I think, you know, he struggled a little bit and I think he was just trying to do too much, bro. Trying to prove that last year wasn't a fluke, and I think he's just trying to do too much, and he just needs to play his game, play comfortably, and play the read that's there, not trying to force the ball into tight coverages and tight windows. You know, that's where them picks happen. So I don't know, man. I'm happy with Bo. I love the way he came back and rallied that team. The way he kept the chains moving, bro. I mean, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, he found a way to keep the chains going. Keep the chains going to get that field goal to go up four. I mean, I saw everything I needed to see, and Broncos might go on a run here, man. We got Jets, got Giants, got Cowboys, and end it with Chiefs at home before the bye week. Might go on a run, boys.
Could be going on, yeah, on the run and seeing the Chiefs.
Yeah.
On a run, seeing the Chiefs at home before a bye week.
To be honest.
Whew. It's gonna get interesting, boys. If Broncos can.
Hey man, they'll do that. That's first place AFC West.
Yeah.
That's first place AFC West going.
Easy. Easy. Easy.
We'll see if the Chargers keep playing, keep playing like the way I knew they'd play. But we'll
Yeah.
see how that goes.
Yeah.
I
It
told
might
y'all he
be.
was a fraud. I told y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Told y'all he was a fraud. I knew that was coming.
Hey, it says too. I mean, they got as much losses as y'all do. So, yeah, I don't know about all that,
Nah,
man.
he's a fraud.
So
I told y'all,
tired.
man. I told y'all, man. I gotta trust.
He's still top 10 in receiving and passing yards. So, That's tough, man. Trey Harbaugh is nice. Don't disrespect. Don't
Hey,
disrespect.
man. Man, Dookie,
I just
bro.
need him to put up numbers for my fantasy team, and that's it. That's it. Let's go crazy then.
Word. But Mike, coming off a tie, and then a week, and now coming, Joe Flacco's coming to town. Or y'all, where is that? Green Bay or?
Green Bay.
Yeah. 14, I think y'all roll up. You got
I
good
think
taste
so
out of
too.
your mouth. That defense
Mike, you
crazy.
embarrass Flacco this time.
You embarrass him.
You embarrass him. You make him remember. He's an old motherfucker. He an old head.
He got carried the week they beat us with the Browns. That defense is really what shut us down. But man, Broncos just rolled these dudes up, man. The Bengals are just—they're just in piss, bro. They're just getting rolled up. And it's just gonna be—I mean, we just I gotta handle business off the bye week. There's no excuse, no nothing. Matt Flores, call your game. Defense, do what you do. Jordan Love, you fucking had a career day. You're gonna tell me you can't have a career day against the Bengals? Joe Flacco, you got that dub, but you finna be 1-1, man. Bengals, yeah, man. Bengals are just going through it. It's just crazy. I think I seen a stat that Ja'Marr Chase has more tackles than Micah Parsons this year,
Dang.
and that says a lot. Says a lot. He's over here chasing interceptions and touchdowns.
That is tough.
Yeah. So, back at home, off the bye. Everyone's healthy. Early bye. That's tough.
Early bye. Early bye.
But
Awesome.
hopefully, some momentum rolls through because we need it. Fucking Lions are looking good right now too, so they're not making it any easier for us. So we gotta stay hot. We gotta stay rolling. It is what it is now. You gotta keep up. We gotta keep up with one another.
Gotta
That's
keep
it.
up.
That's it.
Such an early buy. Such
Yeah.
an early buy.
Yeah. But then he look and then I look at it and I'm just like, it was like a good buy to have just because our offensive line was so beat up.
Yeah.
And Christian Watson, his window opened up to come back. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden, please show up wherever you're at. And hopefully he comes back from the bye because I ain't seen him yet. Shock of Romeo Doubs show, really.
Yeah,
I
he's been
mean,
going crazy.
you're possibly looking at a run yourself, Mike. Bengals, Cardinals, Steelers. I mean, that's really doable, 3-0.
Yeah, and then you look at those games like for us, like we're a good team, bro. Like not even, on my own team, but like you just gotta win the games that you're supposed to. That's
Yeah,
it.
this is one of those. This is one of
This
those.
is one of those. And like even Biggie, that stretch you said, bro, Bengals, Cardinals, Steelers, Panthers, all the way to the Eagles. Like you win those four, you handle business, man. As you're supposed to. Like we say, I can win the games you're supposed to.
I do have a tough schedule. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It gets tough. It does get tough.
Lions, Bears, Broncos, Bears, Ravens.
Yeah, it gets tough. So that's why you have to handle business on these games. Because those games, it could be a toss-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody's any given
It's
on those, but
tough. Tough.
handle business. So feel like it's been a long week, man. Been a long week.
Been a long week.
Glad I had tech to push me through, man. So go Pack, go. Let's handle business, man. Get back to it. Michael Parsons, please. Please. Please.
The talk that talk late is going to cash this weekend, so
It needs to. It
we'll be
needs
out
a
there.
good old TTT lay. Could you
Yeah.
imagine what that would have paid? I mean, Eagles and Broncos alone, crazy underdogs.
Just those two. I wonder what that lay was.
Broncos were +185. What were you
We
missing
were
on the money line?
7.5 point dogs.
So they're
So I'm
probably
gonna say you were at least plus
3.
245, 260,
Yeah.
260 money line.
Yeah.
Man, boy, that alone is paying. And then if you're to throw a Packer money line in right there, woo.
Yeah.
We're looking at probably plus 1,000. Probably plus a
I'll
thousand.
be out there for sure. It would be out there. But boys,
Rolling, boys.
our
Just keep it
teams are
rolling.
in Cancun for baseball. Yankees just got eliminated today, man. It was a tough series. Blue Jays are a good team. I'm not gonna lie, they're a good team. They hit the damn ball, that's for damn sure. Yankees pitching just it wasn't there. It wasn't there and it hurt. But at least we got farther than all y'all. That's all I care about. All I care about. We beat the Red Sox. We beat the Red Sox and the Braves didn't make it. So that's cool.
we've We've been expecting you, Miss Me. We've been expecting.
We've been expecting you, Miss
We've
Me.
been keeping the seat warm. It's been open and ready for Miss Me.
It has been.
Nah, man. All hate aside, man. I'm really shocked that y'all got eliminated the way y'all did. I easily saw y'all making at least the AL championship. Just
Yeah.
with the sticks alone, I knew the pitching was suspect, and we saw that in the first series with the bullpen. And I think that's what we talked about
Yeah.
on the last ep was that was y'all's weakness. And honestly, it was
I
Vladdy.
knew, man. I knew it. Today,
That boy is a dog.
he went crazy. And
they had to get the Shitler to the bullpen, and
yeah.
they sure did. And
And
I was
bro, they
banking
don't
on
even
it.
have Bubba Shea on the team right now. He's not even on the ALDS squad.
Yeah.
And he led the league in the hits. I ain't gonna lie, this team has a chance to go to the series. Because Detroit and Seattle tie 2-2 tomorrow. I think Seattle wins that game at home. And I think Blue
Yeah,
Jays beat Seattle.
Detroit might be drained.
Yeah.
They've
I think they are.
given it all they got to get here, and I
They
think
pushed
tomorrow they
it. Yep.
fall.
They pushed it
Tomorrow they
all the way.
fall.
They pushed
Yeah.
it all the way as far as they can, man.
They are throttled.
Yep. And then on the other side, we got Dodgers. Might be 2-1. I think they're still down, right?
It is 2-1.
Two
Phillies
one.
did get that. So 2-1.
That game four is in Philly again. So who knows? This series could go five because Philly's ain't gonna go out like that, I don't think.
Yeah, I think they got a good arm. I think they got one of their aces tomorrow. But it's tough being at LA to get it back to Philly is gonna be very tough. So
Is it in Philly tomorrow?
I think it's in LA.
Or in the Damn, it's
Yeah,
in LA.
they run it back in LA.
Dang. Yeah, they're cooked. It was fun.
Was
It
fun.
was fun.
They
It was
had
fun.
to, yeah. You had to get one if you got to get one at home. You have to. That's really, if you don't get one at home, man, that's looking very tough.
They're very, very tough.
Very tough.
And the other one, we the Cubs and Brewers. I think Brewers handle that one. I think that series is 2-1. Do the Cubs make it 2-2? They're in Chicago.
I
Do
think they do. I'm not gonna lie. I think they do.
they? I think they do.
I think they forced game five in Milwaukee.
That's tough.
I got root for my boy Dansby, man. I miss my boy Dansby Swanson. I got root for him, man.
That's very tough. Don't know who's pitching yet, but I
No.
think.
I think they get it done, man. I think they ride that little Chicago magic they got going on right now.
It's gonna be a that's gonna be a tough ass ending to this series, man. I'm rooting for Dansby as well. I think the Cubs end up getting it done.
Yeah. And
They win
do
the series? Do you think they win the series?
Yeah, I think they take the series tomorrow.
No,
This
they're
series.
down. They're still down. They got to win game
No,
five
yeah, they win.
in
They go.
Milwaukee.
They got to go to game five in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think they end up winning the series. I think momentum shifts after tomorrow. They win, and they end up taking it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the Brewers get on their heels and, like, damn, we didn't expect this. Especially after going up 2-0, you know.
Going up 2-0, tied 2-2.
Yep. Sweetie.
I thought that's why I thought momentum was kind of on the Yankee side, man, for today.
I
After
did
that,
too, man. I did too.
down 2-0, getting rolled up game one and two by, I think the Blue Jays put up double digits both games.
All right, we
My
lost.
bad, my bad,
You
my bad,
said we
my bad,
lost. You could have just said we
my bad,
lost.
my bad,
Beat the
my bad.
shit out of him.
I forgot that he watched it. I forgot he watched it. For the
man.
viewers that didn't watch it, for the viewers that didn't watch it. But no,
Yeah.
I really, like I said, I really thought, maybe that would be the momentum shifter for us, especially at home. Especially at home. Because New York was rocking, man. New York be loud.
Bro, fucking
New
it was
York
lit.
loud.
It was lit.
It do not matter.
It do not matter.
Don't
It
matter
do not
anymore.
matter. I
Doesn't
was
matter
running
anymore, man.
six with my bows.
The blaster. The Vladdy.
Vladdy daddy.
Vladdy daddy.
I think they go to the series. I think they go to the series, so I'm cool with
Vladdy daddy. Chan's daddy. Vladdy.
that.
Vladdy daddy.
No, yeah, honestly, I can see that too, because like I do, I see the Mariners getting past the Tigers, but does the Mariners have enough for the Blue Jays? I don't think so.
I don't think so
Nah,
either.
they're going to the series, fam. This
Yeah.
team's too stacked. They're gonna get to the pen every fucking game. That's the thing about them. They're gonna force a team to the pen. That's why it was such a bad matchup for the Yankees. They knew they can get to the pin.
That's all you had to do.
Get to
That's
the
all you
pin.
had to do.
All you have to do.
Yankees were relying on their starters to go as long as they could.
And they did. And they did. That's the crazy thing.
I do think, honestly, I think the Dodgers get it done. Either if they lose tomorrow or not, they get it done against Philly.
Yeah, I think they get it done,
I
regardless.
think the Dodgers go to the series. I think they do.
Dodgers are headed to the series. We
And then what? Shohei's full health, right? Pitching, no restrictions.
Is
might
he?
see him on the mound.
I mean, you're gonna see him on the mound. I just don't know how. What's his limit? What's his restrictions?
Reliever.
Tough.
Fuck it.
No, ain't no way. Let him
Fuck
go.
it.
Gotta let him go.
Think about it, you see Ohtani out of the pen. Ooh.
Like,
Ooh.
let Kershaw go out in the series in his last year, man.
Man, like Kershaw might come out the pen. Might come out the pen.
You might
We'll
get a
see.
little vintage Kershaw a couple innings.
You know what I'm saying? Couple innings. Do your thing. Two, three innings.
The baseball gods might bless him. Be like, hey, man, here you
I'm
go.
blessing.
Here you go.
That'd be tough. That'd be very tough. Excited, man. Baseball tomorrow, all weekend, football.
I'm just glad these first round, second round are just competitive. They're entertaining and they're, some good ass matchups, good series.
Yep, for sure. For sure.
So
But
next year, boys, goddamn, until next year.
till next year. Till next year. It was fun.
Till next year,
It'll
we'll all
have been real
be ready
fun.
to eat hot dogs and drink beers in April.
It could have been real fun.
It could have been real fun. Could have been real fun. But
Miss me's ready to go eat a boomstick
hey, I'm taking I'm gonna take you and Sean say I can start on each end.
at the
Oh
Ranger game. Yeah, that's why Biggie left
hilarious,
the
boys.
Ranger
Hey
team,
man, that's both my squads, man. Come on.
man.
Come on. I'm tired of hearing it.
Oh
I like both of them. But I ride and die my Red Sox. You know this.
sure. Whatever you say.
Until next year, boomstick.
Until next year, boomstick. Yeah. Excited, boys. This past weekend we had UFC. Went to Mike's. Go kick it. Watch UFC fights, man. Great fights.
Good UFC.
Great fights, man. Yuri and Khalil. Roundtree, that was a great fight. And then I think we all kind of said it last week that Merab was going to dominate Corey Sandhagen all five rounds, and he sure did. Can anybody beat Merab? Can anyone in this division beat Merab?
He's not gonna lose, bro, for another year or two.
He's not going to lose. He might not
There'll
lose.
be somebody. There'll be somebody that takes him off his throne, but it's not gonna be no one right now. No one right now until he meets his match in a wrestling match, and that can defend that. Then that's when he'll lose. But man, I mean, we're talking someone that's dominant, man. That can defend the takedown and that can take him down, put him in a bad spot. That's what it's gonna take to beat him, make him uncomfortable and put him in a bad spot. But no one on this roster in that weight division is doing any of that. So
No.
he ain't losing the machine. Will not lose for at least a year or two.
No, I think that's what's said. First off, if you took Tex Bread with Marab money line cashed out past the last weekend, I
Oh
can
yeah. Yep.
cash the fuck out.
Big
We
time.
said it. We said it.
Make a little extra coin for Sunday.
Yep.
But anyways, like we said, he did dominate. I think he had like double digit takedowns, bro. Like, I don't see nobody beating him. I think he runs it till he gives it up or moves up something. But because I think the only way somebody beats him, bro, is you gotta hit him on that button that nobody's hit him on. That's the only way he's gonna lose is if somebody connects and knocks him out. Because
Yep.
you're not gonna take him down. You're not gonna wrestle him because that's what he's gonna do to you regardless.
Nah, you're not
What
wrestling.
if he goes up and fights Alexander Volkanovski?
I don't think
That would be a great fight.
he's gonna do the same. He'll be double champ.
He's gonna do the same thing,
He's
yeah.
gonna do the same thing to him.
I think he
Like,
does.
no matter what the weight division is, if he moves up this next weight division, he's gonna do the same thing. He's gonna do the same thing.
Think that'd
Especially,
be a great fight to make, honestly.
I'm
That'd
motherfucking
be
strong, bro. He's strong. He can go up a class.
Two short
He'll
little
hang
stones.
in there.
Man, that'd be a good matchup.
They're both short. They're both short and
Yeah,
strong.
so I'm saying two short strong. It's gonna be a good one. That's a good fight.
That would be a good one to make, huh?
I think Merab will be all right at that weight class too. I bet people will be like, he won't move as good. Like,
Yeah, nah.
I think he's
He might
still.
be even more stronger than what he is.
I think he might run. He could probably run that division too.
To be honest.
For real, for real.
That'd be tough, but
Hey, Chama.
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 Man,
That boy KO quick.
gotta give it to that boy, man. Chama.
Did y'all think it was gonna be that quick?
Heck no.
No.
Heck
We
no.
boys, we thought this was gonna be a fight. Like, we thought it was gonna be some blows being traded off and someone go down late, but
Yeah.
what do we know? A first round, you know,
Minute and 20 seconds.
minute and 20 second knockout.
Not
Nah.
even fighting. I
Fuck.
mean, I don't think Ankalaev expected the start that Pereira was fat, like just
Oh,
quick out the gate throwing hands, quick. I
aggressive.
was
He didn't
shocked his
expect
ass.
aggressive. He didn't expect that at all. That's what really threw him off and lost him the
He
fight.
thought, oh, we're gonna feel each other out, you know. We're gonna get comfortable in here. Hell nah.
Yeah, he didn't like
Came
that.
out, came out swinging.
Y'all think
That was the crazy part. He didn't even try to move, get out the way, do nothing. He didn't even try to fight back. He just took it.
Yeah, y'all think they stopped it? Like, what do y'all think of the stoppage? Let me just ask that.
It was a great stoppage. It should have been stopped.
Yeah,
He
it should.
wasn't fighting back. He was rocked. He
Yeah.
wasn't fighting back. If you don't want the fight to be stopped, you got to fight back.
Yeah.
You got to
Yeah, I know
defend.
that.
I
I know
mean,
he
if you're
just.
just sitting here taking elbows to the damn dome,
To the dome.
they're gonna stop it. You got to move. You got to throw a fucking kick. Do something.
Yeah,
I
I know those
mean,
punches hurt too. Just covering up, I know he hit hard.
he was hitting those 12-6 elbows on the ribs to
Look.
the
You want
head.
them just to let it go on? Like,
Yeah,
the fans that are
no,
saying
I
that
was
this
just.
stoppage was like too early, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Like,
that's why I
that's
asked.
crazy for you to think as a ref, like, I'm gonna let this dude just whoop this dude's ass. Like, cover it up. That's telling me you're done. You know,
I don't
after
want
hey,
no
six
more.
punches, what I tell you, my, you get one and then I'm gonna stop you. You
Yeah,
know,
that's it. Hey.
hey, one, hey, oh. You know,
Whoa.
that's kind of what the ref had to do, you know? Whoa. Like,
All
yeah, you know, like six in a row,
right,
like, all right, stop, stop, stop. Yeah, you know, we gotta pull them off. Gotta pull
all right.
them
Yeah,
off. Gotta
you're right.
pull them off.
Tough one, tough one, tough one.
Good stuff, bitch. That
Gotta pull them off. I mean,
was
shit.
tough. All right, all right, all right.
That's enough, that's enough,
Chama,
that's enough, that's
chama,
enough.
chama, chama, chama.
How
All right.
much? Chama.
That's enough.
Stop it, stop
You
it.
had enough. But
Oh man.
yeah, excited, man. Good UFC fights coming
Yeah.
up too, man. So excited. We haven't got a good fight card this weekend. Davison Figueiredo and Charles Oliveira are fighting this weekend, so that's gonna be a good UFC fight night filler.
New Bronx.
Du Bronx, man, that's my guy, man. He gotta come out and
Gotta get back on it, man. Gotta get back on
gotta
that one.
come out, man.
Gotta get back on it.
Topuria was tough, man, and he's just a dog. I don't think anybody could beat Topuria either. So,
Yeah, to be honest.
it was tough, man. Gotta bounce back this weekend, and let's make some coin, man. Let's make some coin. Finally, 4-0. Like I said, Big E's been hot. Mike's been hot. I think the records are coming up a little bit, but it's time for the favorite segment, man. Betting with the boys. I'll let the hot one start off, man. Big E, what you got going on this weekend?
Here we go, man. And these are tickets that, you know, I play my tickets, of course, my Talk That Talk picks, but I am currently on a 12-0 streak after the Longhorn loss. I have the record for proof. If you want to follow my socials, come on. The boys know I'm on a hot ass streak right now. So here we go. My Talk That Talk picks for NCAA. We're gonna be rocking with the Cyclones this weekend. Against Colorado, I think. You know, prime time at home is it, they're expecting, you know, for them to upset this team, but it's just not going to happen, especially the Cyclones coming off of a loss in Cincinnati. They're pissed off and they're ready to go. Now, if they double back and they lose this game, the Cyclones might be official frauds, but we don't think that. We do not think they are frauds. I think they're a good football team and I think they can go into Colorado and get a road dub, which they need very bad. Second pick, we're going to be rocking with Texas A&M, double backing off a team that needs a win. not Texas A&M, but a team that already got their win. Florida coming off the biggest win in the last probably 3 years in in the Gator seasons. So I think they've already got their win. They're good. They're good with that upset. Now I think they're gonna go back to being their casual shitty Gators. And I think they're gonna have their hands full with the 12th man this week at Texas A&M on the road. We're rocking with Texas A&M -7, buying half the point. We're taking it down. I think Texas A&M covers this thing pretty easy though, boys.
Love it. Love it.
Go ahead, man. You're the Mr.
All
4-0.
right.
You're
All
going
right. Yeah, you
to
four.
be saying
He's
that.
a 4-0, bro.
I'm just trying to be like, yo, man. I'm just trying to be like, yo, a
Got
Big
you
E.
pumped really
I'm
fast.
riding with Big E on the Iowa State -2.5. Tough loss against Cincinnati last weekend. Cincinnati is a great team. Colorado is just not good. I don't know why this spread is that low, but. Like you said, I think this is a great football team, and I expect them to be in the fight for the Big 12 championship later on in the season. So give me Iowa State. And then give me another Big 12 team, man. TCU, money line. Man, this TCU's better football team than I expected to be this year, honestly. And I think they keep ro rolling against Kansas State. Kansas State is dog water. High hopes for them, and they just can't prove it year after year. And I think it may be time to move on from QB1 over there. But TCU's great. And I'm going with another pick, man. Give me three. Florida State over Pitt -10. Coming off a tough loss against Miami, I think they do bounce back. Florida State is a great team. And I think they get it done on a good bounce back win this year. So Florida State -10.5 versus Pitt. TCU money line over Kansas and Iowa State -2.5 versus Colorado. So those are my three for this Saturday.
Oh, man, I'm the only one that hasn't swept. So you know what? Let's just do the damn thing this fucking weekend.
Let's do it.
Damn thing. First, let me think. Mason just said I'm rolling with them to TCU, money line. Just think they're the better team. Short spread, but they're still 4-1 for a reason. I think they still get it done against Kansas State. Next, I'm going with Alabama drop 3.5 at Missouri. I think this is just historically. Alabama handles business against Missouri. And the past few games that Alabama's had, it's been Georgia, Vanderbilt. They're going through the gauntlet right now, and they're handling business right now. And Missouri, they haven't really been playing nobody. I think this is their really first true test, SEC test. And I just think it's too much. I just think that Bama at least wins by a touchdown. So 3.5 is an easy number to give me. So give me Alabama, drop 3.5. And also, I'm gonna do three picks as well. Give me Tennessee drop 12.5 versus Arkansas. Arkansas isn't pissed right now. This program is just ready for the season to be over. They think they fired their head coach. I think they let go of their DC. And Tennessee, I think got Alabama coming up, top 25 team for sure. They're just gonna roll and be in the conversation for the SEC. And this is just one of those games where they roll. So give me Tennessee at least by 2 touchdowns and drop 12.5.
Love it. Love it. And Bama is going through that gauntlet right now. They're handling
Great,
business.
great picks, boys. Great picks.
Handling
Fire.
business. Yep.
Fire. We see y'all. I see y'all. Here we go, man. For that NFL. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Let's get it on, man. Here we go. For my first NFL pick this week, it's gonna be at 8:30 in the damn morning. Get up, get your coffee, and get some breakfast because we're gonna be watching some Denver Broncos with some Jets ass. All right, Jets coming off of a brutal loss to the Cowboys, and the Broncos coming off the biggest win probably in the Sean Payton era right now, in the Bo Nix era. I mean, this was huge, upset the Philadelphia Eagles. The Broncos are feeling themselves, as defense is feeling themselves. We're healthy. We don't really have injuries. We did have Ben Powers go down, but hey, next man up, Denver Broncos -7. Let's get it going 8:30 in the morning. For the next pick, Jacksonville Jaguars coming off of their biggest win of the Trevor Lawrence, not biggest win of the Trevor Lawrence era, but this was a huge win for Jacksonville, with them being so shit these last 2 years. Hey, this is the momentum Jacksonville needed. We're sitting 4-1. We're back at home. Stadium's gonna be rocking. Trevor Lawrence is feeling himself. ETN's getting going. Travis Hunter, man, looking like the real deal, man. Give me Jacksonville Jaguars money line this weekend. Let's go.
Love it, love it, love it. And I think Broncos minus 7, 8:30 in the morning is going to be a squad ride because I'm on them too. And then I am riding the Colts again, minus 7, buying half a point against the Arizona Cardinals. They're in piss right now, especially after this past weekend. They just got too much going on over there, and Indiana Jones got that team rolling. And then my second pick is going to be the Tennessee Titans. I am fading the Raiders once again. Titans plus 3.5, sprinkle on the money line. I think we got a little bit hopeful over there, man. That first win got a good taste, gives a good taste in the guy's mouth. So I think Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley, get on a little run over here, and maybe we're not as bad as we are. Maybe it just takes some time as a rookie QB, and give me the Titans over the Raiders. Raiders aren't pissed, man. Geno is not it. Sorry, Sean, but time the fuck up, baby. Let's go.
I like it, man. Cam Ward got his first win. Now it's time to go on his first winning streak, man. I like it. I like it. This week, I'm going to ride the Baker Mayfield train, man. Shake and bake. Tampa Bay minus 2.5 versus San Fran. Tampa Bay at home. Baker Mayfield going crazy right now. And San Francisco, they are doing good, but they're hurt. They're injured. Brock Purdy, I think, is not playing. And I watched 49ers a little bit last week. And Mac Jones didn't look 100% either. So I'm gonna take the full team, man. I'm gonna ride the Baker Mayfield train right now, the Baker Mayfield MVP train. Give me the Buccaneers, drop 2.5. And for my second pick, man, we're gonna wait till Monday night. And we're gonna take the Buffalo Bills minus 4.5 versus the Falcons. I'd be damned if Michael Penix keeps up with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills by 4.5 points. If he does, and I lose this bet, you tip cap and you move on. Cause ain't no way the Bills
In a way.
lose be even keeping the Falcons in it, especially after that first L that they had last week. Even on the road, either way, there ain't no way Josh Allen either lets Michael Penix keep up with him. So give me the Buffalo Bills on Monday night, minus 4.5.
And you got a bye week following that, Mike. That's due to whip some ass.
Yeah.
Due to whip some ass.
We're gonna whoop ass, and then we're gonna take a nice little vacay. We're gonna take
I
Great
like
picks,
that, Mike.
boys.
You tip
Great
hat and
picks.
you tip hat and you move forward.
Move on.
If Michael Penix gets it done, you got to tip cap and move on, man.
That's how them Cardinal bettors felt. You tip hat. That's how they felt this last week when the Titans got on the ass.
I
You tip cap and you move on.
know, that's a tough tip cap right there. I can't lie to you. That's a tough
Man,
that's a tough one.
you should be tipping cap
Yeah,
on.
shouldn't even be tipping the cap.
You throwing that cap's thrown. That cap
Out of there.
thrown. Thrown.
Out of there. But
Yeah.
squad rides, man. Broncos and Texas Tech minus 14, buying half the point versus Kansas at home this weekend. Got to ride the train and keep it hot. So,
These fucking boys from Texas Tech are gonna continue to see the squad ride boys. They haven't let us
Even
down. They're
tougher.
not gonna let us down. Let's go. Come on, let's
Let's go,
go.
boys.
Let's go.
If it ain't broke,
Do not fix
don't
it.
fix it.
Damn
Excited,
right.
boys, man. Great episode, boys. It was fun. Great weekend. Great past weekend. Great weekend coming up. We're in the middle of it all. Playoff baseball, basketball is coming back around. College football, NFL, man, we're in it. I love it. NHL's back. No
Yeah.
big deal. We need that. We need them picks back for NHL. So
Yeah, man, for real.
coming.
Yeah, man, you're Mr. Ice.
Excited.
You're Mr. Ice.
So. But appreciate everyone, man. Thanks for tuning in. Y'all like, share, and subscribe, man. Appreciate all the love and support, man. Talk that talk. We out.